It's always a joy and a pleasure to be at any of the congregations in the Estuary Church Group and to share the Word of God with God's people. As you know, this year, or most of you will know, some of you won't, that this year our theme for the year is powerful prayers or powerful prayers. And we really believe God has been taking us on a journey and discovering the amazing impact that prayer can have. I don't know whether you've ever been desperate for something. Is there something that you really, absolutely have longed to have happen? We've just been celebrating our wedding anniversary. It was a couple of days ago. We've now been married for 44 years. I got married when I was 5. And it was just great to be able to celebrate that day together. We went out for a meal. In fact, we had a double blessing because we went out for a meal on our wedding anniversary, which was on Friday, to a really lovely pub, a lovely place to have a great meal. And then we met up with Sue and Steve yesterday, and they, without even knowing this, took us back to the same place. So we had a double blessing, a double celebration. But as I was thinking about the wedding that took place 44 years ago, I was thinking about our courting days, and very much I was desperate to get married. Maureen saw my desperation when she first saw me and realised that if she didn't take responsibility for me, no one else would. But we had quite a long courtship. Maureen was 15 when I started to court her. I was 16. She taught me everything I know. And it was really sort of a time which was great to spend that time getting to know one another. But there comes a point where you really want to have that opportunity to have that great day of just committing yourselves to one another. And all the desperation that involved for that day to come. And as we look at this story of Hannah, we see the desperation in her life. And there's been this journey that she's been on, and it's sort of year after year sort of caused her to just more and more recognize that there was something lacking in her life that she just longed to have fulfillment in. And the years pass, and as the years pass, the desperation grows. But it's interesting to see that the Bible tells us that the barrenness that she was experiencing, the boundary that was set on her life, was God's responsibility. And I ask myself the question, why did God put that boundary on her life? You see, it says the Lord closed her womb. Why was it that he did not want her at that time to experience fruitfulness? And you know, sometimes God puts boundaries on our lives because he wants us to grow in our journey and knowledge of him, and because of the destiny that he ultimately has for us is not for our detriment or in some way to diminish us, but to bring us into a greater experience and a greater knowledge of the awesomeness of his power and what he can release through us. And so this morning you may be in a place of desperation in the terms of some of the things that you're praying for. And you may be thinking, well, is this a boundary? Is there a limit that God has put on my life? If indeed there is a limit there, it is there for a reason, and ultimately you will experience, like Hannah, a time in your life where God will take you into a new dimension and to a new experience of himself, his awesome and amazing provision. You see, in the midst of her sensing this limitation, in the midst of her knowing and experiencing this boundary, there was brokenness. And there are times when there are periods in our lives when we experience brokenness. And we sometimes say to the Lord, why is it, Lord, that you allow us to go through that? You see, one of the great examples of brokenness for me in the Bible is Job. Job, who did everything right, but in whose life there came a point where everything went wrong. And yet in the midst of that brokenness, he came into an experience of God which he would never have come into had it not been for that journey. And ultimately, the end of Job, you see a declaration and statement made by Job, which is along these lines. He says, "Once I knew about you, but now I have experienced and seen you." And in your and my journey in our walk of faith, God wants to reveal himself more and more to us. This is not a father who wants to stay distant from us. This is not a father who wants us not to experience what it is to be close to his heart. This is a father who longs for us to come into that unique and amazing intimate relationship with him, which brings us so close that it releases us into the destiny that he has for us. And so for Hannah, on this journey that she's taken, there's the boundary in her life, there's the brokenness that she's experienced, and as a result of that, there's a burden that comes. You know, we as a church group really are burdened to see our communities changed and transformed, and I'm part of a team of leaders across the denominational structures that are praying and believing that revival will break in our communities and in this area. We very much believe that prophetically God is speaking to us about an overflowing well, about a release of resources of his Holy Spirit that will create the environment whereby there will be an experience of God's power being released in our communities. And ultimately, revival is not for our blessing. It's in order that those who are outside of the family of God might know and discover the reality of God in their lives. We, his church, are called to display and reveal that. We are called to display and reveal the transforming power and love of the Lord Jesus Christ that can bring them into a place where they can experience the relationship that we experience. But you know, as part of that experience of revival, and we, as you know, this week we will be waiting with anticipation to see whether there is going to be a breakup of the United Kingdom. And there's a sense in which some are feeling that this is part of a means by which we might see our country affected in quite an adverse way. And there has been those that have been calling the church to prayer. And I just say that I trust God ultimately that his heart, because the Bible has already declared that, his heart is that none should be lost. But sometimes he has to bring us to a place of desperation before we begin to recognize him. And sometimes he has to bring us to a place where there is such a burden on our lives that we begin to really seriously seek after him. You see, I have to confess that when everything's going well, my prayer life does not necessarily reflect well. When I'm in a place of desperation, my prayer life increases enormously. And when you get to that point where God is sort of creating that burden in your heart to see something happen, then you begin to really get serious in the whole aspect of prayer. You begin to start to cry out to him. And that's what Hannah did. There are times when amusing statements are made in the Bible, and Maureen and I were reading this passage together, and there's a statement that reflects quite poorly on husbands. Because Hannah is in a desperate state, she's in a right mess, she's got tears flowing down her face, and she's in an absolute sort of crisis situation. And when you read the story, it says that her husband Elkanah turns round to her, knowing that she's desperate for a baby, and he says to her, "Aren't I worth far more to you than many children?" And the answer, Elkanah, is, "No, you're not." And you know, husbands can put their foot in it sometimes, can't they? You know, I realise that probably most of the husbands here fully do understand their wives. Once you've reached 44 years, you know, like I know, that you'll never understand your wife. But they're wonderful anyway. And they're part of the mystery and the discovery that we're making on our journey. But there was a real burden in Hannah's life, and that burden took her into the presence of God. Can I say to you this morning, if you have a desperate burden in your life, go to the presence of God. If you have a burden in your life that is weighing you down, go to the presence of God. If you have a burden that is keeping you awake at night, go to the presence of God. Because when you come into the presence of God with your burden, there's an old song, we don't sing it now, but we used to sing it many years ago, My Burdens Rolled Away. And there's an amazing sense in which a weight can be lifted off of you when you go into the presence of God with your burden. That's what happened with Hannah. You see, when she went into the presence of God with her burden, she began to pray and she created a bridge. A bridge by which, as she told God what the limitations were in her life, so it created the environment where across that bridge could flow the resources and the release of God's power and God's miraculous provision. And when you and I create a bridge with heaven, there's a sense in which when we touch heaven, we transform earth. I want to say that again. When we touch heaven, we transform earth. And we do not need to come to a place where we think that it's hopeless and it's helpless and that there is no way through. I believe in the God of the miraculous, and I believe that the God of the miraculous is waiting for us to create the environment whereby a bridge is caused or is created, whereby he can flow across that bridge with his resources to step into our situation and into our circumstances and bring about change and transformation. That's what prayer is there for. You see, the easy thing to say is, does God need us to pray to be able to do the things that we're asking him to do? God is supernatural and is able to do anything. So why, therefore, does he want us to pray? Why is it that Matthew says, for instance, in Matthew 7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you will find, knock and the door to you will be opened. There is something in the economy of God which says, I want some investment on your part in order that you might receive interest on my part. In other words, when we begin to, using an earthly analogy, when we begin to bank and to put credit by prayer into the resources of heaven, so we receive back the interest on top of that, which brings us into that place of the miraculous and the overflow of God. It is not, can I say, because God is reluctant to give. It is because God sees that when we come to a place where we discover that prayer brings about change and transformation, that it not only excites us, but it creates that sense where we want to more and more discover more and more what God can do in and through us. And it's to our benefit. That's why the enemy does his utmost to stop us going to God. Why the enemy does his utmost to stop us from praying. You see, I suspect that we all probably struggle with our quiet time, or whatever you may call it, that time of just spending that opportunity of being in God's presence. And it's the reason, because the enemy sees more than we do what can happen when you come into the presence of God. And so for Hannah, she creates this bridge. She creates this bridge over which the power and blessing of God can flow. And having done that, she experienced breakthrough. I just love those times when in our lives we've seen breakthrough. And in the life of the church we've seen breakthrough. Where suddenly just something has happened that's brought an amazing release. One of the reasons I'm really excited about the youth services tonight is because there was a point in time, and in church life you have seasons. And certainly for us, having been at Ashendon now for in excess of 30 years, we've seen all different sorts of seasons. We went there when it was really tiny, saw God multiply it, saw lots of young people and children come in, come to know Jesus. Then the problem is they all go off to university and never come back again. And you think, oh Lord, what now? And so you can go from where you've got an enormous group of young people suddenly down to just a few. And you're starting all over again. And we did come to a point where we had just such a few number of young people. And we just began to say to God, God, we need you to replenish these resources. And I'm thankful for all age groups. Don't misunderstand me. I'm thankful for all age groups. But we need all age groups within the church and within the life of the kingdom of God. And so we began to see God starting to do a work. And now we're seeing some of these young people who have come to faith in Jesus, who are beginning to expand and grow in that faith and in their recognition that they too have a destiny in God. And I want to encourage them and I want to release them into all that God can do. In the same way, as far as the ministry team that I'm part of, I want to see those younger members of the team go further than I've ever gone and experience more than I've ever experienced. Because God is a God of abundance and multiplication. And so it was that for Hannah, she comes to this place of breakthrough, and she hadn't experienced a baby at that point in time. But what happened was she came to a place in her own heart where she knew that the breakthrough had come. The Bible says that she went away with a sense of peace and with a real sense of expectation. That's what breakthrough is all about. Doesn't mean you've necessarily seen it happen yet in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm, you have understood that something has happened within the spiritual realm that has confirmed to you that you are going to see the answer and the release that you're looking for. I just sense for some of you, God wants you to know this, that the breakthrough is coming, and that you have been struggling with some of the issues you've been struggling with over a number of years. You've come to the place where you've got desperate, where you're crying out to God, and there's that sense in your life where you have somehow or other felt that perhaps this is not going to happen, perhaps this is not going to take place. And Father God wants you to realize and understand that you are on the verge of breakthrough. He's giving you this encouraging words so that you will not give up and you will not become weary and you will not become tired, but you will have a new sense of impetus and a new sense of direction and a new understanding that if you keep going on, you will see him step in the most amazing way, and those circumstances and those situations that you thought could not be changed, they will be changed. Those people that you thought could not be reached, they will be reached. Those who you thought are the prodigals who could never come home will come home if you do not get tired or weary of continuing to come before him. Sense in your heart that there is something that is beginning to be birthed within the spiritual realm that is going to be released in the physical realm that will enable you to see the amazing supply and awesome provision of God, who is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. And so for Hannah, breakthrough came. And with that breakthrough, there came a belief it would happen. We have received a number of promises concerning a number of things, both personal and also corporate in the life of the Estuary Church group, and we are believing it's going to be accomplished. And you know, sometimes you look at what you have and you think, how can that be possible? But I'm reminded again of how a little boy brought 5 loaves, 2 fishes, presented them to Jesus. The disciples said, how can this possibly meet the need? And Jesus saw that in that provision, there was sufficient for the whole need that was there. And so for you as a church and us as a church group, you may look at the community that is around us, the Rochford district, the South End area, say, how on earth can we possibly meet the need? I want us to know that if we present to God what we have, it will be multiplied, it will be expanded, and we will see the amazing, miraculous provision of the Lord our God. You see, because the final thought is this, God wanted to birth something in Hannah. In Hannah, it obviously was a physical baby. What she didn't know was that that baby was to have a spiritual destiny that was to touch and change a nation. And whatever it is that God might be birthing in you, that which he is birthing in you, you may not recognize at this time, and Hannah would have had no idea what ultimately Samuel would become in God. You may not have any idea what God is birthing in you, and you may in one sense look at just that provision that first of all comes along and think, well, I'm so grateful that God has given this to me, I'm so grateful for this gift that he's put into my hands, but not realize the eventual destiny that is in that gift and what God will ultimately accomplish through it. And so this morning, come to God with your desperation. Declare to him that he is the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything you ask or think. We praise God for Valentina. We're grateful for the fact that we've had the opportunity to dedicate her to the Lord. I know God has a destiny for her, but I know God has a destiny for you as well. Whatever your age, however young or however old you are, whether you think you have lots of gifts and abilities or whether you don't think you have any, I want you to know this morning that God has something for you, and that if you are willing to allow that to be birthed in your life, you will make a transformation, have a transformation impact upon those that you connect with and upon the communities that you are part of. May God bless you, and may he be honored as a result.